This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Alright, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about the ATF. Now, some of you guys probably don't know what that stands for. You get confused. There's a lot of number agencies out there. So, the Bureau, I don't know. I don't know where the B comes from.
Not in there.
Not in there. Little weird. FBI stands for Bureau, right?
Right.
It's in there. ATF now.
No.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
And explosives. There's no E in there either. But that's the official name is the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
All right. So we have a lot to dig into. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you.
Where are those letters? Everyone wants to know.
I kind of want to say that I really just want to talk about firearms. Can I say that?
All right. I guess that's all right.
But I kind of want to talk about explosives now. I kind of feel like maybe I missed something.
Yeah, yeah. They actually arrested a bunch of people that were in a rocketry club. But rockets. Then turns rockets out when they went to court fun. That rocketry isn't explosives. It's not related in any way. So
no.
So they arrested a bunch of people illegally.
I feel like they do a lot of things illegally.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's an oath that federal agents take.
Uh-huh.
And I actually went on their website and I confirmed. I'm like, well, what oath does an ATF agent take? You know? Right. And it turns out, I couldn't believe it. I was stunned. They take an oath that says, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I feel like they're the enemy. I mean,
yeah, the
enemy
domestic ones?
Against the Constitution.
The domestic, yeah.
Yeah, they're a domestic enemy of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're my enemy. I don't need to do battle with them. But I'm saying the Constitution.
I mean, they're coming to our house now after this
they're
episode.
They're clearly inviolate. Well, they're coming to your house because that's where we are. They're going to be like, oh, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's the thing is like, you're in violation of your own mandate, like right out of the gate, because they didn't read the Second Amendment?
No.
Now, here's the thing. So when the ATF is listening to this episode, let me tell you, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No?
Yeah, no, they missed that.
They missed the infringed part?
Mm-hmm.
To limit? No?
Yeah. Well, I mean, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I feel like the tobacco and alcohol is in that one. So
didn't we just see some kind of Thomas Jefferson bumper sticker about weed and alcohol and firearms
bitches?
Is yeah. this whole thing?
I don't know if that's an actual quote, but he probably said it at some point.
But you feel like, how could he not, right?
Right. He might not have written it down anywhere, but I'm right. sure in a private conversation
he didn't say,
hey, point,
buddy, write this shit uh-huh. down. So the ATF came to be in somewhere around 1972. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
All right. So,
I mean, hit and miss. It's a little bit hazy because they apparently have been around for a long time, but yeah, different names.
We'll call it the shady as fuck organization.
Right.
You know, whatever. So I don't want to give you guys misinformation. I'm all about the facts.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Chuck, you know, you always get to the bottom of things. You're not going to lead us astray.
Yeah.
Let's
well, the facts are that they call Elliot Ness a legacy member of the ATF when they were founded in 1972, and Elliot Ness was long dead by that point.
Yeah, that, see, I find conflicting.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an agency built on lies.
Mm.
You see what
built
I did
on
there?
Lies,
you
no
see
shit.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go on their website, ATF.gov,
right,
you're probably then put on a watch list.
Right.
Because who the fuck would go to that website?
Mm.
Exactly. I think right away, don't they ask you for your email?
Yeah, only assholes like you and me.
So let's go on. So they're like, oh, find out about, you know, Elliot Ness and our history. And you're like, wait, he had nothing to do with you. But, you know, Elliot Ness is the Untouchables, Kevin Costner going after Capone, right? Wasn't it Kevin Costner?
Yeah, in the movie. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, obviously in the movie.
Kevin Costner wasn't actually Elliot Ness in real life, but I mean, yeah, he played him in a movie.
Well, and
that was an excellent movie, by
really
the way.
Really, the actor in the movie is the only thing I know.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I mean, you know, obviously Tom Cruise or whatever, you know, Top mm-hmm. Gun. When that happened in real life, I assume it was Tom Cruise up there.
Right, right. Protecting us from,
yeah, you know,
foreign
from
enemies.
So, they're a couple of things that they claim to fame. So when you go on their ATF history timeline, they try and cash in on a lot of things. They talk about, like, an alcohol tax was enacted in 1813, and that was to offset the debt from the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, you know, so it was popular but beneficial. 'Cause, you know,
it was unpopular.
Unpopular.
Yeah, they had a whole rebellion called the Whiskey
Rebellion. The Whiskey Rebellion?
Yeah. I mean, that was all whole thing there.
The IRS, mm-hmm. 1862. Now, here's where one of the things they're saying, like, helped really found them.
Mm-hmm.
The Oleomargarine Act.
Okay.
Of 1886. Because, you know, if the government doesn't get to the bottom of fake butter,
mm-hmm.
then what the fuck, right?
Yeah, what are they doing?
What are they? I mean, are you even protecting me? God. Right. So
I thought I was putting butter on my toast and it's just colored
it's just
lard?
Fucking colored.
What the fuck, man?
Dude, so check this out. In 1867, a French food research chemist,
mm-hmm.
They got his name, but it's French. You wouldn't fucking understand it because I don't. So yeah. I'm not even going to bother. Discovers a process for the manufacture of artificial butter. The dairy industry, fearful that oleomargarine might be substituted for butter, wait for it, without the customer's knowledge.
Mm.
And, I mean, we got to stop that shit. Whoa. Yeah. And I asked the old lady about this. I'm like, what do you know about this shit? She said they were required back in the day to have, like, white lard. And then have a little yellow injection tube.
Right.
But it had to be separate.
Had
and you
to
had
be
to
separate,
inject
so you knew.
It after you bought it.
Okay.
So you knew, wait a minute, not butter. And you know these ATF agents were like kicking in the fucking door.
Right.
Like, whoa, you just spread that shit on your fucking. I think it was yellow when you opened the package.
Oh, my God.
So I found it a little concerning that this is the kind of shit they're worried about.
And this is how they got warmed up. The origin of the mommy state.
It really, it feels like, man, these guys are really, like, all over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so worried. Like, all right, so I understand that Prohibition, and we were talking about, that's really before the ATF's time.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do want to point out, if they're going to take credit for Elliot Ness, I feel like we can pin some of the government's wrongdoing that happened mm-hmm. in Prohibition right. on them. Mm-hmm. You feel like that's a legitimate argument?
Sure.
Yeah, you're willing to go there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm willing to say that the government poisoned alcohol so people would get sick and illegally put it into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. That's a fact. You can look up.
Okay. All right.
It's a thing.
Yeah, no, I've heard that before. I wasn't sure if that was a conspiracy theory or if that was real life.
Well, if I said it. It must be true. Oh, I was going to say it's a conspiracy theory. But because if you heard it here, I mean, come on. But yeah, no, they're fucking up shit left and right. Actually, no, I came across that and kind of did some digging when we did our moonshine episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know if you guys got excited about that one, but that's, you know, a thing. All right. So we'll keep moving on. I have Prohibition in 1919. The Bureau of Prohibition, 1927, 1930. Where do we land here with your notes?
Well, all right. So finally, they do become the ATF.
1972,
July 1st.
We are jumping ahead. All right. No, I'm good. Tell me. What happens in 1972?
Well, they get started here, and right off the bat, they're a little crazy.
A little hanky?
Yeah. So within 10 years, the Senate formed a judiciary subcommittee to investigate all the complaints. What they said were 75% of gun prosecutions were aimed at ordinary citizens with no criminal intent. That's what this subcommittee found.
70%? I feel like that's a pretty high number.
75%.
75, I thought right. You said 70.
So all that right. Means only 25% of the arrests
were legitimate.
Were actually people breaking the law.
And they were probably framed anyway. I mean, they probably bought it. You know what? They were probably found with machine guns stolen from ATF agents.
Right, because that happened.
Because that happens. You think it doesn't happen.
But it does happen.
But it does.
Right.
All right.
So all right. They also said, ATF, this is a quote, ATF agents tended to concentrate upon collector's items rather than criminal street guns. So they're really just after people that have guns, not criminals with guns.
Well, you know, I've talked to police
because,
in the past.
Criminals with guns actually shoot back at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And cops are like, you know, I like to pull over the guy who's like speeding a little bit, mm-hmm. but looks like a nice family man because I know I'm not going to
right,
get shot.
Right, it's a minivan.
I'm not going to get
shot. You're
not
going to get shot pulling that car
yep.
over. Right.
I see what he did there.
All
they
right.
run the plate quick. Wait, he doesn't have a concealed carry. That guy.
Good. Fuck this guy. Yep. All right, they also said, based upon these hearings, it is apparent that ATF enforcement tactics made possible by current federal firearms laws are constitutionally, legally, and practically reprehensible. That's the U.S. Senate saying this about the ATF.
I also find the ATF reprehensible.
Mm-hmm. Now, they in response to this, they passed the Firearm Owners Protection Act in 1986.
Okay.
So that put an end to all their nonsense,
oh,
right?
So there was no more problems?
No more problems. Until 4 years later.
Unless you're at Ruby Ridge?
Yeah, if you're at Ruby Ridge, you might have an ATF informant ask you to
hey,
saw off a shotgun.
Hey, could you do me a favor and cut yeah. this shotgun down to size?
Uh-huh. And so they arrested him right after. They asked him to become an informant. And he said no. So they realized right then they had to fuck that guy.
you're working against us, motherfucker. Uh-huh. I see what you're doing here.
Oh, you're not going to do what we tell you? Because you have to think about the government this way, or at least I think about the government this way.
Kevin,
they don't have any
concerning.
Real law.
No.
They don't have any reason to coerce you to do anything. So what they do is pass
bullshit
millions
laws.
Of laws so that everybody's a criminal.
Yes.
So that way, they can offer to not prosecute you if you do what they tell you to.
Yes.
So the more laws there are, the more the government can control what you do. Just keep that in mind next time. They're passing bullshit laws.
When it's 1,000 pages mm-hmm. and they're like, we have to pass right. it so we can find out what's in there because right. it's too much
is there ever
to read.
Is there ever a reason that a cop can't pull you over?
No.
Because every time, you know, I drive a lot late at night for work.
Yes.
And I get pulled over all the time. Just so they can see if I'm drunk.
Yeah, but you look a little shifty.
I do look a little shifty, but maybe if I'm driving the speed limit,
they should leave
and my lights
alone.
Aren't fucked up and there's nothing wrong with my car.
Damn those yeah, light bulbs.
They should just let me be. But they got a check. It's the end of the month. They got a quota. Got a check.
Man, if I could bag just one more DUI.
That's
sweet.
Right. So, all right. So what they did with Randy Weaver is they passed on false information about him to the U.S. Marshals and to the FBI, saying that he had explosive booby traps on his property, tunnels and bunkers on his property, that he was growing marijuana on his property, and he was a bank robber. All of these things were not true. So the U.S. Marshals went up to raid his house, or they were going to do a reconnaissance mission. And they ended up shooting his kid and his dog on this reconnaissance mission.
And if you watch the movie, and if you read all the kind of accounts, they weren't wearing, like, shit that said FBI
there was
not,
yeah, it was just black.
They were all in, like, you know, ski masks and the whole fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up on the guy's property, fucking sneaking through the woods on private property.
Right.
Unannounced.
And
the
dog
kid's
starts
like,
barking at him.
Yep. And they shoot the dog.
Uh-huh.
And then the kid's like, fuck you. You just shot my dog and you're wearing a mask. You must be a criminal.
Right.
You obviously have ill intent.
Right. So the kid
shot
the marshal. Right.
And then they're like, oh, they're shooting at us. What
uh-huh.
are we going to do?
And they just opened up on their asses.
Fucking clowns.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. Marshals do what the U.S. Marshals do. But they only did that because they had all
this
false information
that
the
ATF
told
them dangerous.
About.
Right. Now, they also, I have to point out, the Alcoholic Beverage Labeling Act. You're still on Ruby Ridge?
No, we can go on. I mean, just want to point out that later on they also shot his wife in the head. Don't want to leave that one out.
No? Mm-hmm. All right.
Never actually shot Randy Weaver. He actually was arrested, went to court, and found innocent. Right. He didn't do anything wrong. Neither did his wife or his kid. I mean, or his dog. But,
or his dog. You know, it's just a dog.
Right. It's just a dog.
That's fucked up, Kevin. I tried to trick you there, and you just walked.
You know
right
the cops, when they raid your house, they always
shoot
your dog.
Always.
Just to prove a point that they're serious.
I'm not fucking mm-hmm. around. Look at me. I just shot your dog.
You shoot my fucking dog. Ooh, you're going to be in deep shit. I'm gonna let you arrest me. But I'm going to catch up. We're going to catch up later.
Maybe I'll come to your house. Maybe there's something that you love.
Maybe there's something you love that I'll shoot. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's fucked up, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're saying some dangerous things. You're probably on a watch list.
I've been on a watch list at least for 2 years since we started this show.
Since we started this?
I look up all sorts of stuff on the internet, and I know they're watching me.
Yeah, I was actually just listening to an audiobook, and they were talking about how you got on, like, the government's, like, send this motherfucker to a camp list. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's a fiction novel, whatever.
Right.
So don't get all panicked.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, oh, if they have one or more firearms that they've purchased, I'm like, all right,
right.
Check. And they were like, or if they belong to Facebook groups that might be a little, you know, pro whatever.
Yeah, you
check.
Formed a Facebook group.
If they're Christian, check. If they're conservative, check. And they were like, if you have two or more, and I'm like, two or more?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
shit,
oh, yeah,
dude.
We're fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I know there was an issue with people that were obsessed with the Constitution of the United States being possible domestic terrorists.
Oh,
that wasn't a
veteran. Veteran was on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Check.
That wasn't a fiction book, though, the part about being interested in the Constitution.
Well, remember
of the United
that
States.
Ridiculous.
That might mean you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, that was Homeland Security. If mm-hmm. issued a warning and they sent it around to all the local police stations, and it was if they're veterans, pro-America, conservative, they're probably, you know, need to be on right. a watch list.
Be on the list, yep.
And I'm like, well, fuck, you know, that was when I was like, all right, we're making a podcast.
That was right after Timothy McVeigh did the bombing that I think
like,
they sent
we're
that
done.
Around.
We're just all in now. Because, you know, whatever, who are you going to fucking be? You know, you either stand up and be a man or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were a bunch of people who did want to cling to their religion and guns out in Texas.
Yes, sir.
You had some notes on that?
No, I don't have anything at that, but I remember that.
All right. So
that comment.
I think it was in Waco. Isn't that famous for
yeah.
Fixer Upper?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Chip and JoJo
that
are?
That is. And they have cheap houses down there, man. I don't know where
no,
they're getting
they
them.
They used to have cheap
not
houses.
Not anymore.
Until yeah. Chip and JoJo showed up, ruined the
fixed
whole neighborhood.
Yeah, fixed the whole
they
damn
fixed
town.
Fixed the whole place. And uh-huh. everyone's like, oh, I want to be neighbors with yep. Chip and JoJo.
But something else did happen in Waco.
All right. What happened in Waco?
1993. This is 3 years after Ruby Ridge. So they managed to go 3 years without a major incident.
Okay, 3 years. So okay. That's something.
The ATF conducted a raid on Mount Carmel. And now, the ATF director, Steve Hagan, promised the Treasury Undersecretary for Enforcement, Ron Noble, that the raid would not be conducted if they lost the element of surprise.
Yeah.
So they found out the day before that the guys at Waco knew that they were coming to serve
this
war.
Do you know how they knew they were coming?
Yeah, they had an informant in there.
Well, it was even better. So one of the guys who was this informant goes to check it out, and he gets lost, and he can't find the location of the compound.
Mm-hmm.
So he stops the mailman and is like, hey, I'm looking for, like, a bunch of psychos with guns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the government. Here's my badge.
Right.
Look at me. Do you know where I'd find this David Koresh and his group?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no problem. They're right up there.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was a member.
Oh, no shit.
The mailman.
Mm-hmm.
This information, I think, is available on the ATF website.
Okay. See, I didn't see that story. Yeah.
So they had all kinds of... But here's the thing. So the information that led, it wasn't because like somebody's like, oh, I'm being held in some kind of weird sex cult, or mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being threatened and I can't get out of this secret cult. Nobody came to the government and said that.
Right.
That didn't happen. Nobody was like, this guy's crazy. He's bothering me. No. They were like, we think they may have purchased, wait for it, according to the ATF's website, lots of guns and thousands of rounds. Hello? Is that in the Constitution? Are we allowed to own guns?
Yeah, certainly.
And thousands of rounds?
Certainly.
I mean,
but they're upholding the Constitution, Chuck.
I can shoot 1,000 rounds in like a weekend.
Yeah.
I can shoot 1,000 rounds in about 2 hours. But, you know, hey, that's just me. But, and they're all like, oh, now later when you read into it, they're like, oh, well, we do think they had some machine guns. And as far as I could tell, they say, I don't even know. I wasn't there to verify it. Nobody brought me in as like the people's witness,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like maybe they should in the future. Like, hey, Chuck, look, if you stand here and vouch for us,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, then it'll all go good. You guys, ATF, you're listening. You might want to make note on that. I'll give you a little credibility.
Right.
But I do have pretty
Chuck.
High fees.
Mm-hmm.
You
go on the crazy Facebook page.
I may have, you know, if you hook me up with some machine guns and things like that, we mm-hmm. might be able to work out a deal.
Right.
You know, now I'd need some kind of cards and documentation.
Right.
I understand you guys like stickers and patches and stamps. Stamps are fun, you know, like mm-hmm. scratch and sniff, whatever,
right.
with your silencers. So yeah. Apparently they might have converted some of the guns to be fully automatic, and they may have manufactured or purchased illegal silencers.
Yeah. Well,
now,
you
they
could
have just been oil filters
mm-hmm.
that they had laying around, And they were like, see, it's a silencer. Look, it threads right on. Mm-hmm. If I dump all the oil out of the car and take this filter and bring it over to the gun and twist it on,
right,
it could be used.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. Yeah.
You can go on YouTube and see the ATF agent getting shot with the machine gun, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, there is that. There is that.
There is
now,
that.
I'm
they
not
did
saying,
say at the end.
I'm not saying
like
that,
six.
Yeah, I'm not
six
saying that
guns.
They should have just left these people completely alone. Well, I am saying that they should have just left them alone.
Fuck it. Wait, wherein shall not be infringed? Does it say I can't own a machine gun?
All I'm saying
is you're saying, oh well, they update the Constitution and do new things all the time with new laws. Well, okay, new laws. Show me where you amended it and allowed that they could stop allowing you to own machine guns.
Yeah, it's not
Where
in
is
the
that?
Constitution.
Which amendment was that? Oh, because it ain't fucking in there.
That's right. That's right.
It makes my blood pressure.
All
go.
I'm saying
starting
is
to get a little migraine. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you get wound up. You get the veins
blood
starts
pressure,
popping out
the
on the side
face
of your head.
Is all red.
Yeah. Now Jack's all I'm saying is David
by
Koresh.
The end of the episode.
David Koresh went for a jog through town every morning.
Okay.
They could have just pulled over on the side of the road and said,
like,
hey, boot, dude,
you
got
full
talk.
Auto, dude?
Yeah. But they didn't do that.
No.
They decided that even though they knew they were coming, they were going to bring the press with them and go up there and just kick in the door. Now, what happened? 4 ATF agents were shot and killed. 6 Branch Davidians were shot and killed. That's the first day.
Day one.
Then they had a 51-day standoff. Do you remember this?
That's
remember watching
time.
This shit on the news all day. It went on for 2 months. And ultimately, 76 people were killed, and 20 of them were little kids.
Oh, that's kind.
Yeah. Good job, ATF.
Yeah, but you know, Kevin, if one law enforcement officer dies, isn't it worth just sacrificing gun
76
owners?
76 people?
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
You know, because, I mean, higher standard, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, we have more serious penalties when you go after law enforcement because they would never violate the law. They're above reproach.
Above. Yeah, well, that's right. They're law enforcement. They promised to protect the Constitution, dude.
Oath keepers,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Yep, yep. You would think.
All right, because they took an oath.
Mm-hmm. From all enemies, domestic and foreign. Who's the who? I want to know, who are the domestic enemies of the Constitution in this situation?
You're court in danger right mm-hmm. now.
Because I don't feel like David Koresh was trying to overthrow the Constitution of the United States.
No.
I don't think he did anything at all in violation of the Constitution of the United States.
No.
But there was an agency that did. The there... ones that took an oath not to do that. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked.
I think
so
you are.
Let's get up to 2001. This is the next major incident. The James Beck shootout. Ended up in the death of Deputy Sheriff Jake Kurgian and James Beck. Now, what happened was the ATF was watching this dude's house. And he tried to become a police officer. They didn't let him because he was a fucking crazy person.
There is Nuts that up. Sometimes.
Right. So the ATF was watching his house. They told the police that they should go in there and check on this guy. Because he was, he might have had an illegal firearm.
Might have.
They knew that he had, again, thousands of rounds of ammunition. Also knew that he had at least semi-automatic and probably automatic weapons.
Probably.
They didn't tell the sheriff's deputy this. That's why he got shot. Because he went up and knocked on this dude's door and the guy's like, I ain't coming out. So, ultimately, the FBI managed to light his house on fire.
Yeah.
Not the FBI, I'm sorry, the SWAT team. Managed to light his house on fire with a tear gas. The neighbor's house is on fire. The SWAT team fired more than 555 rounds of ammunition into his house and both his neighbor's houses. Because I feel like, I mean, if you can't hit a house, what do they say about you can't hit the side of a barn? If you can't even hit the fucking house you're shooting at, maybe you need a little bit more firearms training. But that's beside the point. Because one of the houses got over 100 rounds shot into the house, and it was a couple and their infant, their newborn infant, and they had to hide in the bathtub in their bathroom to not get killed. Then there are 30 rounds went into the other neighbor's house.
Sure.
Both of those houses were also caught on fire.
Who hasn't seen that play out?
Right. So it was like straight, you know, heavy metal death clock shit going on there. The guy fired back thousands of rounds of ammunition at the officers. Ultimately, his house burned and collapsed on top of him. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors said that the ATF had failed to prepare for a violent response and did not properly warn the county sheriff department of the risks, including Beck's stockpile of weapons. So they didn't tell the sheriff's department that what they were walking into. The couple with the newborn baby, who had 100 rounds shot into their house, ended up getting $200,000
payment. I like payment. Cash.
The guy
that was actually paid for by you and me. The tax
yeah, that was us. We did that. Along with the $1.25 billion we give to the ATF every year. That's a lot.
To work against the Constitution.
If you do the math on that, that's a portion of your paycheck that you're giving to them. You know, that's a painful, legitimate amount of money.
Why would you have an organization that just runs around and is like, oh, I think you might have cigarettes without a little sticker on the bottom.
Right, right.
No.
But they also carry machine guns when they do that. So,
yeah.
I mean, gotta be important. The house that had 30 rounds
ball caps
fired into
and look
it.
Over fences.
Yes, sir. They're watching you.
Yep.
They're watching you. That was the other house was $32,500 he got that we paid for. So just a heads up. Maybe they're spending your money unwisely. I don't know. But
maybe they seem they're to be using their guns. Wait, using their money to buy back guns from law-abiding citizens.
Well, that's good though. I mean, less guns on the street, right?
Well, wait, and then we'll store them in this janitor closet I have right here.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the nudie bar across the street.
Uh huh.
And then we'll
following
we came
your
back,
the logic.
What the fuck? Where'd all the guns go?
Yeah. Oh,
and I left my machine gun right fucking there. Damn it.
Damn it. So now gone. The people that own the guns legally don't
they're
own
gone.
Them anymore.
They're gone.
Who owns the guns that were stolen?
Well, it must be criminals.
Oh, shit.
So that might not be the way to actually enforce.
Right. Well, you're not really
public
helping
safety.
Things. Right.
You're not. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, that happened, but. And I don't know about the nudie bar part.
Yeah.
They just walked away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were at the nudie bar. It could have been a gay club.
Yeah, and it took them a long time to figure out even what happened to the guns. Like 5 years.
Well, that's why we get into Project Gunrunner and Fast and Furious.
All right, moving right along.
Because they're now, like...
Now, just so we're clear... They still didn't get those guns back, did
no.
they? They're
no.
still missing.
No, they're still missing.
Okay. All right.
Project Gunrunner, they're like, you know, guns go missing all the fucking time.
Right.
We should figure out where the fuck they're going.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, under Bush, the ATF was like, well, let's come up with this Project Gunrunner. And what we'll do is we'll put tracking devices in the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll follow.
Follow
where
the
they
guns.
Go.
All right.
Now, we're not going to, like, go get them after they show up somewhere. We'll just watch them.
Okay.
You know, see how many bad things happen with a gun.
Right.
And we'll tell everybody, hey, even if people don't have the proper documentation, just sell them a fucking gun. Be like, hey, I have this one that has tracking and fancy. It's got
blinking
lights.
Well, I don't think they're telling them about that.
Oh, they didn't tell them about
that? No, but.
All right, but whatever. People were buying guns. This one's on sale.
Now, were these?
$100 off.
Ooh, bargain guns.
Bargain gun. So then they're running across the border, and then Obama's like, wait, I heard Bush did this awesome fucking thing where he's sending guns all over. I have friends in Mexico. I would love to give some guns. I heard about the $100 off coupon.
Right, right.
Or, hey, I don't have ID, but I have a $100 off coupon.
Now, can I still get one of these tracking device guns with $100 off?
I think so.
All right, maybe I need to look into this.
Yeah, I think
maybe
you need to call
I can
the
go.
ATF,
yeah, I go to their website.
Go to their website.
Send them an email.
Say, hey, I heard you guys have some discount, possibly with full auto.
Uh-huh.
Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
And see what they do for you.
Yeah, I mean, let's find out about the bargain prices now, before we
Kevin
scoff at it.
Kevin has a theory that Obama, it's possible, didn't even have a clue what was going on.
It's possible that Bush didn't have a clue what was going on.
I'm willing to accept both those as legitimate answers. Right.
You know somebody, you know, who did know what was going on?
Who was going on?
The fucking ATF.
The fucking ATF. They were in charge. They had fucking Elliot Ness out there wearing one of those fucking ball caps.
Right, right.
And he's like, hey, we're going to get to the bottom of this shit. I'm
right. They
the
thawed his head out from being cryogenically frozen.
Yes.
Put it on a robot body, and he was in charge of the whole operation.
Yes. Yes, I feel like that's accurate. Now, I think what we learn about all this is that when you go on, like, Brownell's website, and they're like, oh, you can buy this SEER pin from us
because
it's legal for you to buy it, maybe, I don't know, but don't put it in your gun. Or if you go on Amazon and you buy that fuel filter or, you know, oil filter.
Wait, Chuck, are you telling me that I can make a silencer out of an oil filter that I can buy, just buy at AutoZone?
Over the shelf with a NAPA part number? Like, you might walk in a NAPA and be like, yeah, could I get a 4003 oil filter? And, I mean, that might not have the right thread thing. You'd have to go on Amazon and get the right thread count. But, I mean, you walk in and buy that, you could be court in danger. You're putting yourself on a list.
Right.
Where the ATF's like, whoa, whoa, that might not be for his car.
And it might be.
That could have been what David Koresh had. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have had like a bunch of oil filters on the shelf. Like, the guy's fanatical about changing his oil.
Right.
He's like, hey, every freaking month, I do it. 3,000 miles, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's Texas. You got to drive a long way to get anywhere.
Yeah. Nothing's close.
Texas is huge.
Yeah.
You never heard everything's bigger in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're like, oh, I'm going to go to AutoZone. 1,000 miles.
Yep. There and back, you're in trouble.
Couple of filters. You got to buy those things in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ATF's like, whoa, friend. Hey. Now, I don't know. So now, is it possible, Kevin, for someone to become an ATF agent and not be a jerk?
I think so. I think there are probably plenty of ATF agents that are decent guys.
Now, what if you were the guy out there who was like, you know what, I'm going to join the ATF. I get to have cool guns.
Mm-hmm.
I get tactical gear paid for by the government.
I like that, tactical.
And not only that, when we show up on some little old lady waiting to change her oil filter,
shoot her ass.
I could be like, hey, friends, maybe she's just going to put that in her car. And you could be like the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
Is that guy possibly out there?
Possibly. Possibly. Right. The person that I would worry about is Regina Lombardo.
Oh, tell me
she's
about
Regina. She's the deputy director.
All right.
So
is she listening to this podcast right now?
Man, I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Somebody came by the other day and asked me if this was the room where all the hidden microphones are. And I said, they don't even need one. I've got a microphone right here.
I have my own microphone.
Yeah, it's already plugged in and turned on. We're ready to go.
No. Oh, no.
So, yeah, I mean, all they got to do is listen to our podcast and know that they could probably kick our door in and shoot our dogs, but...
And shoot our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the whole family's dead, the dogs are dead, they're going to be like, shit, everything was legal.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's awkward and embarrassing. It's a little uncomfortable.
It is. And as you can see, over the past 30 years, 40 years, it's happened a couple of times.
Does their track record really say...
Mm-hmm. You know, a few years ago, they went to a gun show in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Took down all the license plates of people that were buying firearms.
Yes.
Went house to house, and if you wouldn't or couldn't show them your paperwork, jail.
Lock those
jail.
Motherfuckers.
Lock them up.
Because they were probably criminals anyway.
Probably. Probably. They legally bought a firearm? Prison. Let's go shoot some dogs.
Shall not be. I feel like if you tax me for something, that's infringing.
Right.
you're limiting my right to own because I have to pay a tax to own it.
Right.
I feel like we're courting danger here. And I just think if you are the ATF agent.
Yeah. We're just two activist judges away from losing all our rights for firearms.
We were going to lose our rights anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's coming.
They're coming it's for coming. Your shotgun.
Stock up right now. Stock up. I mean, don't. You didn't hear that from me.
Whoa.
I mean, if you've got two guns and 1,000 rounds of ammunition, that's considered a stockpile, according to the newspaper that I was reading this morning. But whatever. I mean, potato, potato, whatever.
Exactly. So that's what we have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
We did have one of our listeners out there bump his Patreon up to $10 a month.
Woohoo.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
I mean, that's nice when you show us a little appreciation. You're like, you know what? Not only do I want to contribute and ensure the Survival and Basic Badass podcast stays on the air, but I want to take it to the next level. Now, that kind of badass commitment, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And, we definitely appreciate it. I mean, that's what keeps us going here.
That's why we're willing to put our life on the line.
Right, right.
I mean, Kevin just put his whole family in danger right now.
And my dogs.
And his dogs.
God knows what's going to happen to them now.
I mean, somebody's going to have to take care of the cats after Kevin and the dogs.
They never shoot the goddamn cats. I mean, if you wanted to come to my house and shoot my cats, I wouldn't even say nothing.
He'd be like, dude, you're good, man. Don't even worry about it.
You just saved me 28 cents in ammunition.
There you go. So, whatever. Patreon, you guys want to look out for us? Yep.
And you'll note, we don't have 15 minutes of commercials in the beginning of our episode. And we don't even put commercials in the middle of our episode.
No.
Like, every like once in a while, we'll people, hit you Ben up for Shapiro. TacPack.
But when we hit you up for TacPack, aren't we really doing you a favor?
That's right. We're doing a service.
It's a service, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
that's
it. Kevin likes emails?
Yeah, if you want to email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com, I get your emails. I respond to them. I even talk about them on the podcast sometimes.
There's a lot of exciting stuff coming on in the
email. If you are going to send us an email and you don't want me to mention the email on the show, just jot that down there. Never use last names.
Yeah,
though.
We just use first names.
Because,
you know, you don't want the ATF knocking on your door.
Right.
You probably love your dog.
Right. Right. Yep. All right.
So with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.